Northwest Prime, bringing Seattle to the world and the world to Seattle. I'm your host, Lori Ness, a soldier on the front line of the mainstream. You can listen to this and other shows at northwestprime.com, and be sure to stay with Seattle Wave Radio 24/7, 365 for more great music and interviews. We're starting a movement of kindness, and we want you to join us. Let's get this show started.
Well, it's all Canada Day here on Northwest Prime. Our friends up north said, hey, we have great music, too, and it makes an impact on the world. And you know what? They're absolutely right. And so today I have with me Matt Williams from the wonderful band Western Avenue. And Western Avenue was a 2013 Ontario Music Country Music Association Award nominated for Best Duo or Group. And so Matt has taken some time to out of their busy schedule to talk with us today. We're going to play a couple of their songs that are on country radio right now, and we're just thrilled to have them. So thanks, Matt, for coming on.
Thanks so much, Lori, for having us.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. So country music is alive and well in Canada.
Yes, yeah, it's definitely kicking. It's been quite the journey for us and a lot of other country bands up here. And I know there's a few groups that are making the crossover appeal to the state. So we're pretty happy about that. We're pretty happy to wave the Canadian flag in the U.S. as well.
Absolutely. Do you feel like ultimately, though, being in Canada, you have to go to Nashville, or do you not have to go to Nashville to be successful? I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of Canadian musicians, they do make a pretty good living just touring across the country from coast to coast. So that's one thing. But you do see, a lot of successful artists actually made their start in Nashville, Canadian artists. And then they, they build up a reputation and then come back to Canada. And then radio basically jumps all over them, which is pretty awesome. So, yeah, so it's kind of a collaboration. But Nashville is huge for Canadian artists. And we want to succeed in this business, that's where we basically need to go.
Mm-hmm. Do you have plans to head that way?
Yeah, in the summer of 2014, we're going to set up some shows down there and hopefully make our mark on that city. Funny enough, I was down probably about a month ago now. Just went down for the weekend and absolutely fell in love with the city and started checking out real estate down there. So I can see myself hopefully getting something down there here pretty soon, and then we'll see how things progress.
Well, everybody talks about how friendly it is towards musicians in Nashville, musician to musician. There's a lot of help. There's a camaraderie. We see that in Seattle too. What's the feeling or the mood like in Canada amongst other working musicians?
Yeah, it's pretty much exactly the same. I was actually out at the Canadian Country Music Awards, so the equivalent to the American Music Awards that just happened in Nashville last week, actually. So I was there about a month ago, and getting to know all the big Canadian stars. Everyone's so down to earth and willing to share tricks of the trade with everyone. So it's a pretty close knit community, and I think there's actually only about 600 to 700 Canadian country artists actually making a go of it right now. So you get to know basically everyone, and it's a pretty close knit community, and we're happy to help each other as well.
Mm-hmm. Canada is a big place. A lot of artists that I talk to who live outside the United States, especially in the UK, talk about how massive the United States is, and so it's kind of hard to tour because it's so big. But Canada's the same way. You have a lot of ground to cover touring throughout Canada.
Yeah, that's so true. A lot of our major cities are, 4 or 5 hours apart kind of thing. Well, in the States, you can travel a few states basically a day even if you wanted to. So it's a bit challenging. Where I am and where Western Avenue is, we're from Ontario, Canada. So it's kind of, there's a lot of population and a lot of places to play up around the Toronto area, which is pretty amazing. And And that's, yeah, but it's one thing, it's a bit of a struggle getting from place to place, and you basically have to fly if you want to go do a city-to-city tour, which is pretty crazy, but I guess that's the price we have to pay up here.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's commitment, I'll tell you. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Western Avenue and the other members of your band, Nikki and Keith, and how you guys got started? You've been together for a band almost 7 years now, so you guys are really gelling.
Yes, it was kind of funny how we all came together. Myself and Nikki didn't know each other, and Nikki was coming down and taking vocal lessons from the amazing Canadian songwriter Tara Lynn Hart. And Tara had a studio, and myself and Keith were always hanging around and playing guitar and backed her up on a couple shows and stuff. And so Nikki came down, and she had a show booked for a small town, Peterborough, kind of where we live. And she needed a band, so Tara suggested to give Keith a call, and Keith in turn called myself, and the three of us, we got together in Tara's green room at her studio, and we started jamming, and it was evident right from the very first song that we played together that there was something, there was a chemistry there that we really couldn't put our finger on, and so we started playing a little bit more, and I believe the first song we played was "Don't Stop Believing" by Journey, and just to hear the three-part harmony that we all sang in it was pretty remarkable. It's pretty cool. So funny enough, a couple weeks later, the show got canceled that Nikki was supposed to play at. So, but we decided to keep going, and myself and Keith had hosted an open mic every single Friday night at one of the bars up here. And so we invited Nikki to come down and get up and join us the one night. And, that was almost 7 years ago now. We really haven't looked back. It's been a lot of fun, and we're slowly getting there.
Well, you probably know each other now really well. You know how each other ticks and how you guys operate musically together, and you have to travel together and all of that. You feel like you're really in the rhythm of it?
Yeah, it's we're so far into the rhythm of it that two of us ended up getting married. So it was pretty crazy. Yeah. So yeah, we've become pretty close, and it's actually one of those things we joke around about now. I'm kind of the third wheel now that Nikki and Keith are married. So, but we still have a lot of fun, and we're pretty, like, when we're on stage, it's all professional, and we don't, you know, I don't view them as being married. It's still just the band. So that's kind of cool. But yeah, it's been quite the journey for us, and I think one day we'll probably write a book on everything that we've been through. So it's been a lot of fun, though.
Absolutely. Well, your song that you have out right now, wherever you are, we're going to play that one, give everybody a taste of Western Avenue. You want to set that up for us?
Yeah, for sure. This is our current single on U.S. radio, and it was written by us and the amazing Canadian lyricist Dave Woods. That we teamed up with, and Dave basically gave the lyrics to Nikki, and Nikki kind of put the melody to it, and we haven't looked back. And yeah, it's about a song. The song's about just being with that one that you truly love, and you know, being away from them. And we've really heard a lot of feedback from the U.S. and Canadian military on this song, which is pretty cool, and how they've really connected with it. So yeah, I hope your listeners enjoy it.
All right, we'll be right back with Matt from Western Avenue, and this is Wherever You Are. We'll be right back.
Sometimes I feel like where to soar, scattered on the wind, together for a moment, and carried away again. Every time you leave my side, I stumble in shades of blue, and the only thing I think about is getting back to you. I wanna be I wanna be wherever.
You can get that on iTunes. Be sure to support this great music. You know, for 99 cents, $1.09, $1.29, whatever it is on iTunes, it's a very, very small price to pay to support a working musician who's out there making a difference with their creativity and giving us really excellent music to listen to. So, Matt, thank you for doing what you guys do.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we've been having a great time writing music, and we're pretty happy that we get to share it with everyone now.
What's upcoming for you guys? What do we have to look forward to?
Yeah, well, we're back in the studio right now. We're working on pre-production for a couple singles that are going to be coming out in 2014. So we're pretty stoked about that. We just finished up. So our album came out in February of this year. And we have a show tonight, and we've got, I believe, a couple more going into December, and then we're basically wrapped up that kind of tour that we did supporting that. So, yeah, so we're pretty pumped about being back in the studio, and we feel these new songs that we've been working on really take things to a new level for us. So we're pretty excited and ready to share that with people starting in 2014.
And people can stay up with you guys at your website, westernavenue.ca. So it's not .com, it's .ca for Canada people. So it's westernavenue.ca. And do you have Facebook or Twitter, anything like that?
Yeah, we have. We're heavily involved in all social media, and we love connecting with fans. So people can actually just go to our website, westernavenue.ca, and from there we have links to absolutely everything that we're involved with. In with Facebook and Twitter and Reverb Nation and stuff like that. So we try to make it simple for people. So just, yeah, people can just go to our website, westernavenue.ca, and check us out.
You know, you and I were talking a little about, before we went on the air, about how music really influenced your life at such a young age. When you were 10, you went with your parents to see Tom Petty, and it really made an impact on your life. And I think a lot of people have similar stories, and that's what music does. It just really makes Friends Out of Strangers, who's this commonality of music. And I wanted you to talk maybe a little bit about that experience that music had on you at such an early stage in your life.
Yeah, that's funny enough, I can remember the exact day. It was March 17th, 1995, and I was 10 years old, and it's one of those days where I remember absolutely everything about, which is kind of strange, but yet kind of amazing at the same time, because that was the line in the sand day for myself. I knew that I wanted to pursue music, so just taking you through the show, I remember sitting down with my parents and watching the opening band and thought that was amazing. And then as soon as the lights went down at Toronto Maple Leaf Gardens, when Tom Petty came on and the opening piano riff came on, I was completely sold. I remember just getting shivers, you know, down my spine and thinking, wow, I got to do this. So that was really, really cool. And a couple weeks after that, I begged my parents to go get me a secondhand guitar. And funny enough, I was packing up to hit the road today and found it upstairs. I still own that guitar. It cost, I think, $100 way back in the day. So it's pretty cool. But 2 weeks after that, started taking guitar lessons, and it was one of those things I really struggled with. But I'm really glad I didn't quit. It's been quite the journey since then.
That's amazing. And, you know, the guitar is hard to play. I hack at the guitar for many, many years, and I really have a huge appreciation for those who stick it out and can really, really play the thing, because it looks easy, but it's really not.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, just keep going, Laurie. You'll get it.
Well, I need to be around other musicians, I think, a little more, except for whenever I'm around them, I don't bring my guitar, but they're always like, oh, you should bring your guitar and you could play with us. I'm like, mm-hmm, yeah. And then I go home and I try to work it out a little bit more, and then, you know, I'm like, Rrr. But really, if you're around musicians, I think that really does help as well.
Yeah, that's true. But you can always just go online, too. There's tons of YouTube clips that you can watch to hone your skills a little bit, and you'll have to let me know how it goes.
Well, the thing is, you know, I'd probably scare myself, because if I did get good, I'd probably abandon everything, and I'd probably just hit the road and just, like, be like a busker or something. I'd probably lose my mind, and people would just think, oh, my gosh, you know, she's had a crisis or something. So it's probably better that I keep for my family a one foot in the real world, because all hell might break loose if I learn to conquer that thing.
That's hilarious. Well, you can come on tour with us. We'll give you an open invite.
There we go. Oh my gosh. Your lips to God's ears, my friend. Be careful what you wish for. Well, we're going to play your other hit song, Highway, and I wanted you to set that up. I really want to encourage people to go to westernavenue.ca. I want you to support Matt and Nikki and Keith. They're doing amazing things. They're crisscrossing Canada. They're in the United States, and they're making good music, and we're all about supporting great people, making great music, and we just can't get that out enough. So, Matt, I really appreciate that you took the time to come on with us today, and I just wish you nothing but success. And I definitely want to have you guys back on in 2014 and catch up with you guys and see what's happened.
For sure, definitely. And thank you to you and all the listeners as well for having us on. And just wondering if you could give a huge, maybe a virtual hug to our good friend Amy Rose when she comes on next.
Definitely. You know, Amy Rose is our next guest. She was the International Music and Entertainment Association Award winner for Entertainer of the Year. She just won that last Saturday. That's just amazing. And she's also from Canada. So you guys know each other?
Yes, we, myself and Amy, we know each other really well, actually. We've done some shows, and she helped me get her stuff played in the U.S., which was amazing. So it's funny, we were talking about that close-knit community before, and it's so true, and Amy's a huge inspiration for all of us. So, so definitely say hi to her from Matt.
I will. I will definitely do that. Well, Matt, go ahead and set this up for us, Highway, and it was really, really fun talking with you, and we're definitely going to keep in touch with you.
For sure. You as well. So Highway Heading Out of Town, this was our first Canadian single that we released last July 2012. And this song is about following your dreams, and it's something that we felt we really needed to release to radio, and Canadian radio responded amazingly, and it was played all across the country, which was really, really cool. And, yeah, it's about following your dreams and just not giving up, ever.
All right, great advice. All right, we will be right back with Amy Rose. Thank you, Matt, from Western Avenue for joining us, and this is their hit from Canadian radio. I think it played in the United States, too, didn't it?
Yeah, it got played in the U.S. as well.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we will be right back.
People fall in love and stay in the town forever. Got a beautiful house and a wicked pet, and they say life don't get better.
Music and Entertainment Association's Country Entertainer of the Year just a few days ago. And so talk about making an impact. Amy, you are doing it. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. And I want to say thank you for having me.
Oh, it's absolutely just my pleasure. And I want to say that Matt from Western Avenue right before just had the most wonderful things to say about you and said to tell you hi. So we'll pass that on to you as well.
Well, I love Matt. He's absolutely incredible.
Well, there's some great things going on in Canada, and we're really happy to be able to point that out to everybody. A lot of times they kind of lump Canadian and American artists in the same group, but in Canada, you guys have, I mean, you're Canadian, so there's something
we're
to say
proud
about
of it.
The impact. Exactly. I'm proud of it, absolutely.
I'm proud of it.
and probably not want to be lumped into the whole American thing. But I want you to tell everyone about that night last week when you won that award, because it was absolutely amazing.
Yeah. So I was nominated for 4 awards, and I believe this was the third one. So the other 2 awards had, you know, passed and were sitting there, and I didn't win, you know. So I was, you know, really excited even just to be nominated. And, you know, the people that won were absolutely incredible. So, you know, to be there was just amazing. And, you know, Entertainer of the Year, they came out and they read the name of the nominees, and then they announced the winner. And they said, you know, Entertainer of the Year, Amy Rose. And I'm just kind of sitting there. It hadn't processed in my mind yet. And, you know, I start to clap, and then my husband looks at me and goes, "That's you." And I'm like, "Oh, my God, that's me." And I, like, jump up, and I'm just like, completely at awe, right? It's one of those moments where you don't really, you know, you see it all the time on TV, and I just wanted to cry, and I'm trying to hold it together, right? Because, you know, everybody thinks of me as this, you know, outgoing, strong kind of country girl, and really I just wanted to be a sap and cry, right? But I worked through it. I made it up on stage, and I, you know, I forgot half of the people that I wanted to thank. I didn't even do a speech because I had no idea that I was going to win it. I, you know, honestly didn't think I was. So, you know, it was one of those things where I got up there, I forgot my kids. I forgot to thank my kids. What mother am I? What type of mother am I? So yeah, it was definitely a great night and, you know, such a great event. You know, and we went to an after party afterwards, and, you know, we got to talk with a lot of the nominees and the winners. So it was great. It was definitely a fun weekend.
Well, and it was a long road to that top of that stage that night. You've been working a long time.
Yeah, and, you know, it's funny because a lot of people, you know, keep saying, you know, where did she come from? Just came out of nowhere, and this is like 20 years in the making. You know, it's something that I've been passionate about since I was 5, and, you know, I've been working hard at it for years, and I took a brief hiatus to have a family, but, you know, it's truly like 20 years in the making.
Yeah, it just shows you that if you're passionate about what you do and you're persistent, you know, good things eventually will come. A lot of times not in the time frame maybe we've been thinking, because, you know, we're instant gratification culture. We want everything right now. But do you think you would have appreciated it as much, you know, 10 or 15 years ago had it happened then?
You know, I think just to be nominated, honestly, was such an honor, and it just, you know, even to win, it goes to show that you're appreciated more in your, within your community, your music community, and people, you know, understand that this isn't an easy industry to break into, and you're working hard day in and day out, you know, and there's times where, you know, I'm up at, because of, you know, the different countries around the world, that I'm up sometimes at, you know, 12, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning doing interviews, or, you know, sometimes I've been up, you know, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning doing written interviews for different magazines and, you know, blogs and stuff. So, you know, it's definitely something that we're working day in and day out. It's not just, you know, we go on stage and, you know, do our 90-minute set and we're done. You know, it's like constant day in and day out. Like, this is a full-time job.
Well, absolutely. And the musicians who recognize the business part of the music business, they tend to get further faster than those who are thinking, well, we just are going to play our gig and go home, and then it's going to happen. The music industry isn't as such that way anymore. I mean, it really does require you to be a business person along with performing your art of music.
Exactly, yeah. It's, you know, it's not as candy-coated as what some think it would be, you know what I mean? But, again, it's a hard industry to break into, but, you know, once you put your mind to it and, you know, you just persevere and you know, don't let anybody stand in your way and, you know, get there. And it happens. Dreams do come true.
Absolutely. And as a woman, you know, you probably have to, I don't know, I mean, you can tell me if I'm wrong, but, you know, you don't have a band kind of behind you supporting you, you know, it's just you and a woman out there. I'm sure you have, you know, your team behind you, but, you know, but you're just one person out there making a go of it.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is with this industry is a lot of people ask, you know, why is it you that's making it, or you know, like how do you make it in this industry? And the thing is you've got to find that one thing that makes you different from everybody else, and you know, just go with it, because you know, you're not going to have three people out there sign that are the same, like Carrie Perry. They don't want to sign three Carrie Perry or Katy Perry's. They want to sign one and you know, a bunch of individuals. So find that one thing that makes you different and just really go for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's next for you? How do you kind of take the bounce from this and then go forward? You've been down in Nashville. You were recording down in Nashville. Are you having plans of going back?
Oh yeah, yeah. Nashville is like my second home away from home. You know what I mean? We're doing a lot of traveling. We just came back from New York on a press tour about a month ago, and then last weekend we were in Ashland, Kentucky for the awards. I'm heading back down to Nashville in February. We've got some awesome stuff going on down there that I, you know, definitely want to share. It hasn't been announced yet, but it's out of this world crazy awesome. As well as we're, you know, setting up a Midwest tour in January. So, you know, we're going to do a tour there. There's talks of, you know, Michigan, some shows out in Michigan, Nashville, surrounding areas. So, you know, it's going to be fun. It's a lot of work. We shot the video for our new single Sunshine a month ago, and that's being released in the next couple weeks, the music video for that. So, you know, just a lot of things, great, exciting things happening. And, you know, I'm so excited just telling it. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, I get excited when I hear things like that are happening, because I know how hard everybody has been working in the business. And so when things start clicking like that, it is a very exciting time, because there's so much that went to get them to that spot. So I'm excited for you too, because I know how hard you work. You started, like you said, when you were 5 years old, really. You had your first album come out when you were 13. And so it has been a long road. So when you start putting all those, you know, steps together and then you see the progress, it's absolutely thrilling. I'm absolutely happy for you.
Oh, well, thank you. And you know what? We have people like you to thank for it, because, you know, if it wasn't for the awesome, amazing people like yourself playing our songs and interviewing us, we would just be, you know, singers. You know what I mean? So because of you guys, we owe you guys the world.
Well, it's a fun job to have, and especially when you meet wonderful, great people, and that's what we try to do here on Seattle Wave Radio. We love to champion great people, nice people doing great things, making an impact on the world. And I'll tell you, you know, the more we kind of venture down this road discovering nice people, there are so many great people out there. And a lot of times we can think, oh my gosh, you know, what happened to good music and what happened to nice people? You know what? They're really out there, and there's some wonderful people making a huge impact on the world, and we love to shine the spotlight on them every single chance we get. So it's absolutely a thrill to be able to do this today.
Well, thank you for that.
Now, you have
awesome.
Children.
Oh, I do.
Well, I am awesome. No, I'm just kidding.
You are.
You have children yourself, and you started as a child singer. Would you recommend that as a mother now?
Oh, God, no. No, you know, I it's one of those things where, you know, my parents sacrificed a lot, and, you know, my dad worked, you know, three full-time jobs. Well, not three full-time jobs, but he worked three jobs, you know, because it's a very costly industry to get into, and, you know, CDs aren't cheap, and when you're an independent artist and you're, you know, trying to put out an album, it costs money, and if you don't have the, you know, the backup or the people paying for it, you know, it comes out of your own pocket. So, you know, my dad, you know, this is something that he's seen, you know, potential in, and my parents wanted me to follow my dream, and they knew this is what I wanted to do. So, you know, they sacrificed a lot. There was a lot of traveling that we did as a child, you know, when I was I think it was 13 when I released my first album. So, you know, we were going back and forth to Nashville with that, you know, and that all cost money. So I owe my parents a lot. They're great, and they're great supporters. And, you know, if it wasn't for them, you know, sacrificing and working, you know, all these hours that they did to, you know, give me what I wanted, you know, my dream, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be where I am today without them. So, you know, thank God for parents.
Definitely. Yeah, they are you know, when they believe in the child's dream like that and are willing to make those sacrifices, like you said, I mean, it's a long way from Canada to Nashville. you know.
Oh, it is. It is. And when you're constantly traveling back and forth, you know, it's a lot. So, you know, I owe my parents a lot. They're just great supporters. And, you know, being a mom, I recognize, you know, back then when I was young, I was naive. And I was just like, oh, my God, we're going to Nashville. You know, money grows on trees, but clearly it doesn't. So, you know, being a parent, I recognize that. And I've got three girls. And, you know, it's the same thing. If they wanted to be in this industry, you know, I would fully support it. You know, and my oldest daughter, Dana, she's, you know, she's very entertainish. You know what I mean? I see her going down that road. So, you know, so if it happens, so it be. I'll be there to support her and help her in any way I can.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could always put her in your band, you know, and give her a taste of it that way. You know, she probably already is experiencing life on the road.
Yeah. Oh, God, they're funny.
Do you take your family on the road with you?
You know what? Right now we don't, just because it's a lot of traveling. It's a lot of work. You know, if there was some play time in between where we could go do some sightseeing and whatnot, then, you know, for sure. But right now it's like we're constantly, you know, New York. When we were in New York, we did a press tour, and, you know, we were solid booked. It was, you know, driving from venue to venue, you know, to radio interview. You know, there was no downtime at all. In fact, I think that we just made it to one of our interviews, like, by 5 minutes. So, you know, it's one of those things where as much as I'd love to bring them with me, you know, now's not the time. But definitely, you know, down the road, I would love to bring them.
Mm-hmm. Life on the road is very, very difficult. That should actually be a reality show, because it would, I mean, to show the reality of life on the road would probably open a lot of people's eyes. It is very, very strenuous, very, very hard work.
Yeah, it is. It is. And, you know, I don't think a lot of people realize how hard it is. I wanted, you know, after New York, I thought I was going to need therapy. I was like, oh, my God, this is crazy. But, you know, I made it through. I pulled through. And, you know, I'm pretty certain that my guitar player who was with me at the time probably thought that I was a complete nut job. But, you know, we pulled through. We made it through New York. We got to all of our interviews on time. Normally, an escort comes with us, and he makes sure that we're, you know, where we are at the time that we need it, but we decided this time around we could do it on our own. And, you know, oh my God, it was crazy.
Well, you know, you have to be a little bit crazy to be in this business, because it's not for the weak-hearted at all. You know, you have to be a risk taker to some degree. You have to believe in your art, and you know, being a little bit crazy always helps. Doesn't hurt anything at all.
Exactly.
I want to tell everyone that they could go to amyrosemusic.com, very easy to remember, amyrosemusic.com, and they can keep up with you as far as your tour schedule, where you're going to be coming, all your upcoming dates, how to purchase your music. You're on iTunes and all that, right, Amy?
Of course. Everything that you do and do not want to know about me is up on that site.
Well, we're going to play Redneck Reunion, and I wanted you to tell us about this song and kind of set it up for us. And we're really thrilled that you were able to come on and talk to us, because you really are a force to be reckoned with. We're going to be hearing your name a lot. You've already made some huge accomplishments in music, and so I know there's just a lot of more great things coming your way. So when people say, oh, I wish I'd got on that bandwagon ahead of time, well, this is one of the bandwagons that you want to get on, Amy Rose, amyrosemusic.com, because then you can say, hey, I was there, you know, maybe not at the beginning, but, you know, at the beginning as we know it. So
you are crazy awesome for my ego. I love you.
Well, you know,
we
really appreciate, you know, your efforts that you put out to put out great music. And I was telling Matt in the last hour, you know, a lot of times people will say to us, there's just not a lot of great music out there. They're not making great music. But the reality is they are making great music. It's just not being spoon-fed to us like it used to be on the radio. You have to dig a little deeper for it. You got to work a little harder. When you get there, it's really like falling down Alice's rabbit hole, because, I mean, there are so many great artists doing amazing things, and you are leading the way on that, Amy.
Oh, I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Well, go ahead and set up the Redneck Reunion for us, and we will play that and let everybody have a listen.
Fantastic. Okay, so this song, Redneck Reunion, was a song that I actually co-wrote with my amazing producers, Glenn Colson and Marty Beecroft. And this song, we based it was actually written about my redneck family, because I come from one of the craziest redneck families you'll ever meet. There's like a cross between, you know, Duck Dynasty and Honey Boo Boo. We're right in the middle.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. Please go to amyrosemusic.com and support great artists doing wonderful things. And the same thing with westernavenue.ca. We appreciate all of our guests from Canada that join us. Please, please support great, great music. It doesn't cost very much, and it does so, so much. So this is Redneck Reunion by Amy Rose.
That's how we keep down on country bumpkins, editing again.